Did you hear that, Bertie? Come out of your tree. You're coming to a pigeon hat band with me.
At 3 o'clock at my house, we gather together. So come with your pigeons and birds of a feather.
Hello, I'm a tailor and my name is Labor. And this is my steward and my sewing table. Could you do me a favor and stop for just 1 minute in my tailor shop?
But Label, I really can't slow down a drop. I'm preparing a simcha and I just can't stop.
Right. I'm fixing a jacket for a bar mitzvah bucher. He lives down the block. His name is Yeshucher. He was supposed to wait for me here to try it on. But I came a little late, and now he is gone. Now, how will I know if it is really gonna fit? But since you're becoming bar mitzvah too, maybe I could try it out on you.
A bar mitzvah jacket won't fit me as if it were mine. It's for a boy of 13, and I'm only 9.
Nine. The jacket will fit you fine. You see, every bar mitzvah boy has to be willing to try on a new suit, new shoes, on a new pair of tefillin. And whether you stand, walk, or you sit, they have to be the perfect fit. It fits you 100%.
Fits me? Why, it's the size of a circus tent. Was this jacket meant For the bar mitzvah of an elephant?
Oh, no. You're right. I got mixed up again. That was the jacket I was fixing for Big Ben.
Well, I really must be on my way. I've got to prepare for my simcha at 3 o'clock today. Will I see you there also, Label?
I'll come to your bar mitzvah if I am able.
I sure hope Label can make your sachar suit the right size. But if he thinks it's my bar mitzvah, he's in for a surprise. Do I hear music? I think I do.
It's me you hear, Zevi Lazu, playing a song on my kazoo.
A kazoo? What's a kazoo? Is that something new?
Of course not. Kazoos have always been around. They're little tuners with a marvelous sound. Just watch. I put my finger on this hole and my mouth on this place, and I blow till I'm red in the face.
Say, Zevi, isn't that Od Yeshama, the song that you play at a wedding?
My, little boy, how smart you are getting. A chasana is where me and my kazoo should be heading.
You mean that you play at weddings on your kazoo?
Why, Baruch, I'm surprised at you. Don't tell me that you never knew that it's a mitzvah to make a chasan happy and a kallah too. So, whenever I'm asked to make a chasan that's cheerful, I bring my kazoo and I play them an earful.
Everyone's getting dressed for the wedding, rushing out to miss the chasana. Asher v'arasa, sign the simcha, so sign the simcha, falls on the gala. In just 1 second will be the vadekin, then they march down to the chuppah. Here they come now, down the aisle they pass, then the chasin steps and breaks the glass. The chasin and kallah are lifted in the chair, very, very high up in the air. Here they come now, down the aisle they pass, then the chasin steps and breaks the glass. The chasin and kallah are lifted in the chair, very, very high up in the air. They are going to serve us a very fancy suda. The waiters, they will carry in food that is Hungarian. They just keep on bringing more and more. Meheiro, Hashem Elokeinu, Yishama B'yore Yehuda. They are going to serve us a very fancy suda. The waiters, they will carry in food that is Hungarian. They just keep on bringing more and more. The singing and dancing go on till very late. No one cares if you act a bit sedate. The dancing so lively and the music so snappy. They make the person and kallah happy. The singing and dancing go on till very late. No one cares if you act a bit sedate. The dancing so lively and the music so snappy. They make the person and kallah happy.
Kazoo chasanas have you already done?
Well, to tell you the truth, actually, none.
You mean you've never kazooed at a single wedding?
Well, that's the part that's so upsetting. Hardly anyone includes kazooing in their wedding plans. I guess kazoo players don't have too many friends.
But Zevi, why don't you come to my simcha at 3 o'clock and perform? You can bring your kazoo and blow up a storm.
You're making a chasana? Well, what do you say? Then I'll bring my kazoo to the wedding and play till the chasen and kala start cheering hooray.
Great, Zevi. I said it and I meant it. It'll be the kazooiest simcha ever invented. I hope it's not too upsetting when he finds out it's not a wedding. Say, look who's coming down there. It's my cousin Millie. Hi, Millie. How's Uncle Willie?
Oh, he's Baruch Hashem fine, Baruch. And so is Aunt Lily.
That's great. And how's your 2-year-old brother, Shmilly?
Oh, he acts so silly. He runs out with his diapers when it gets chilly. He pours milk in a cup until it gets spilly, jumps up and down like a wild gorilla, and shrieks with a voice so shrilly that we call him Wild Billy instead of Shmilly.
Say, would you come to my simcha, Millie? 3 o'clock in my house, it'll be a dilly. Bring along Aunt Lily and Uncle Willie.
Well, thank you, Baruch. Can I also bring Shmilly?
Sure, Millie. At a simcha, it's fun to have someone silly.
Well, a simcha with relatives and people so close. Sounds like it should be a Sheva Brachos. For 7 days straight, the Chasen and Kala and their friends and Mishpachos make a simcha and say the 7 Brachos.
Pretzels, popcorn, soda, cookies.